This week, President Bush continues promoting his tax cut, but once again, he's being overshadowed by his predecessor. Yesterday, former President Clinton defended his last-minute pardon of fugitive financier Mark Rich in the New York Times. Clinton also sent his spokesman out on the TV circuit to make his case. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Man won't go away.
He's here, and he's going to be here. He's going to keep our lives interesting.
Do you think his attempt to seize the offensive is going to work for him?
It's hard to see how it does work. The talking points of his defenders was that it may have been wrong. Nobody was defending the pardon of Mark Rich, but it was not illegal. And don't jump to any conclusions here that it was a quid pro quo, that it was because Rich's ex-wife had contributed so much money to the party and to Hillary Clinton and to Clinton's library, that was the reason that he gave the pardon. Now, that left open the question of why he did do it, and the best answer anybody seems to come up with was that he was asked very strongly by leaders in Israel to do it, but they also asked him very strongly to pardon Jonathan Pollard, the spy, and he didn't do that. So it's just hard to know exactly how this comes out, and I think the investigations will continue.
At one point last week, President Bush said we should move on rather than pursue investigations into the pardon. Was he just being a good cop to the Republican Congress's bad cop?
You know, I don't really think so. I know that that's a strongly held view, but and then he did, after he said that, he backtracked in terms of the U.S. Attorney in New York, Mary Jo White, who has started an investigation, saying she should go wherever the investigation leads her. But I think that this is not working all that well for George Bush. As you said, he's been pushed off the front pages. And yes, to some degree that helps because fights have also been pushed off the front pages. Republicans balking at his tax bill, his Medicare plan, his education reform. But it's an important time for him to be getting his message out there. Also, I don't think that anybody who is not for campaign finance reform wants to have this focus on money and politics that the rich pardon brings up again. And finally, I really do think, and several members of the Bush team talked about this during the campaign, the thing that surprised them most on the campaign trail was how angry Americans were with Washington's constant investigating, all of that. And it wasn't just partisan. It wasn't just Democrats mad about people investigating Bill Clinton. It was voters on both sides saying, enough already. Just do the business of the voters. Stop all this investigating. And I think that that Bush looks at Arlen Specter and Dan Burton doing this investigating and thinks this doesn't work for Republicans or him.
Next week, the president will address a joint session of Congress, presumably to lay out his program. What do you expect to hear?
Well, I think we'll hear more about that tax program. He will stay very focused on that. And maybe we'll hear more about estate taxes now that you have billionaires saying that estate taxes should be retained. Very interesting phenomenon there. But I think that one of the things to watch for is what happens in the next few weeks on that tax bill, because Democrats have been playing footsie with the president, and they're beginning to hear from a lot of Democratic interest groups, as they did with the John Ashcroft nomination. They're going to get squeezed a little bit on this and find that it's not so easy to just go along with cutting taxes.
How about the air raids President Bush approved over Baghdad?
Well, I think that of course, the Pentagon says Iraqis provoked them, but I think that new presidents do get tested. And George Bush felt that he had to be tough, had to show Saddam Hussein that he couldn't be pushed around. In the beginning of a presidency, there are certain points that have to be made, and presidents learn on the job. One of the things they learn is how to be a leader, how to be a national preacher. It's interesting, that's what Bill Clinton learned when Oklahoma City happened, and it's interesting that George Bush is going there today.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.